This patient only required cardioversion twice in a 2-year period, although a few extra episodes resolved spontaneously. Moreover, because of the combination of the beta blocker therapy, which included the sotalol and digoxin, his ventricular response rates were quite controlled during the recurrences, and he really wasn't troubled symptomatically by them. I think the data support the fact that it's entirely reasonable to accept occasional recurrence, especially asymptomatic, as reasonable. There's no data that suggests increasing doses would change it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't try it, but I don't see the advantage most of the time.
You don't have to have 100% suppression of the arrhythmia to consider a success. I think that just because someone has a recurrence of atrial fib, it doesn't mean that they failed therapy, and one has to look at the long haul and get a judgment on how many episodes and how symptomatic they are, not just the mere recurrence.